66.
Well, it is a good evening to you, and how you be at 7:04, 35 seconds to go right along with it on a football Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, those two guys on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666 for another 1 hour schmooze. Right up until with the NFL beginning with week number 11. And you know, Green Bay and Seattle in the state of Washington, everything getting underway at 8 o'clock. But right now at 7:05, tonight's giant segment of the show, brought to you by EY. The better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works. And our guest tonight, and happy to have him on, a brand new member of the New York football Giants, Jamon Brown. And Mr. Brown, thank you for giving us a couple of minutes of your time.
Thanks for having me, man.
Well, for sure, and I understand this is one way of welcome to New York. We understand you are stuck in the snow and with the traffic that you are trapped in your car.
I am, man. I thought I would make it through the snow pretty easily, but I guess it's a different plan.
See, we figured that coming from the Rams, your last team, of course, they drafted you out of Louisville. The whole thing we know from this. We figured that you in California, as a member of the Rams, would have to Google snow to see what it looks like.
Yeah, it's definitely, obviously in California we didn't get any snow.
No.
So it's been a while since I've seen the white, the beautiful white snow, man. But well, I've seen it before.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you may not get a white Christmas around here, but you have a white November evening. And as long as you get home safe and sound, that is the most important thing. And before we talk about, you've been with the Giants like 10 minutes and already heaps of praise have come your way, and deservedly so, because 10 seconds, you're with the Giants for 10 seconds and you made a big positive difference. And your coach, Pat Shurmur, and the offensive line coach, I mean, a number of the coaches were lauding and praising you to no end on from Monday night's game, and you've been with the Giants again like 10 seconds. Let me ask you this first. You started all of 2017 with the Rams. You were the right guard. You were the starting right guard for the team. You started all 16 games. And then, of course, when you came back from suspension, somebody else was there at right guard. You lost your starting right guard job, and then they waived you in October of this year, and you were picked up by the Giants. Do you think you got a raw deal from the Rams?
It's a lot that really goes into that, man. But I just kind of, took it as, this is how the cards landed for me. Coming into the season, we had a plan that I would, kind of fall back into my starting role once I came back off suspension, had a guy step up and, play exceptionally well. And in this business, when you give a guy an opportunity, to kind of take your job, it happens a lot of times, man. So I think that's, kind of the way it went. And we was having some success, man. And I'm a team guy. So, it was just like, hey, let's roll with it.
It's a great attitude, and that's a professional attitude. So, between you and me and the lamppost, that's the right way to look at it. And you move, and you move forward. And like one game in, what kind of coaching did you get? Because they pick you up in October, and you're playing your first game. Your right tackle is new. Every guy on your left side is brand new, and yet it was, for many Giants fans, many of us all watching the game on Monday night in San Francisco, in Santa Clara, all of us watching, this was the best performance by the offensive line, if not the best performance, certainly among the two. I mean, the Giants have won two games, so you can take a look at the other game. But the bottom line is, how did they coach you up? What were they either telling you or teaching you or educating you about the guys on your left and the right tackle on your right? What were they telling you so you could look so comfortable fitting in?
I mean, at the end of the day, we got great guys up there. It's just all about, you know, putting it all together. And so that was the biggest point is just, you know, we attacked every day last week of trying to build camaraderie and chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we was able to go out there on Monday and put it all together and play a pretty good game, man. And I think that's really exciting for us moving forward, just because we know, you know, kind of what we have and we know what we can be as we continue to work.
Do you, and we're talking with Jamon Brown, the new right tackle, and he's going to be there for a while because his performance.
That's definitely the plan.
Well, listen, I mean, you're the third right tackle. I'm sorry, the third right guard that the New York Giants have had. I think they've run out of people. I think you're the last one standing.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping I can be the last one standing, man. At the end of the day, I just, you know, got to keep my head down and keep working.
Let me ask you this, because do you consider yourself a better run blocker? Do you consider yourself a better pass protector? Both? All of the above? What?
I would like to think that I'm a pretty balanced guy. Some people may say I'm a better pass blocker than run blocker, but, you know, I felt like I kind of made my living and, you know, got my shot in the league because I was a good run blocker. But I would say I'm pretty balanced if it was my opinion.
And again, and let me ask, go back to the question I was asking before. What were the coaches telling you to do? What were they telling? Did they tell you to go out there? I mean, learning the plays. I mean, the playbook, they must have abbreviated the playbook for you because, I mean, you looked very comfortable there. So I want to know about the coaching. What did they tell you they expected from you during the game?
You know, obviously, I got, you know, picked up on the bye week. So to the best of their ability, as soon as I was picked up, we kind of hit the ground running, going, learning the system. And I would love to say that we did the abbreviated version, and we did for the most part, but I pretty much went through the whole system. And then as we got into the game week going into San Fran, you kind of narrow it down for more game plan-specific things. So we was able to detail you know, just kind of the game plan up, which made it a lot easier than having to learn the whole system. But, you know, as far as Coach Howell, the O-line coach, he wanted me to go out there and, you know, just be myself, you know.
Sure.
You know, I'm a high-energy guy. I feel like I can affect others when I'm around. So he kind of wanted me to just kind of rub off on the guys next to me and bring some juice and life into the room. And I think I was able to do that.
Eli Manning ought to take you and the rest of the offensive line out to dinner real soon, because we haven't seen him have that much time in the pocket all season long. Maybe one other time. That's about it. Because everything was, you know, he leads the NFL with the sacks. And yet the 49ers only recorded one sack. So you guys own the line of scrimmage. And when the offensive line can own the line of scrimmage like you guys did, the Giants are going to win games.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, Coach Schumer says it all the time. You know, the team will go as far as the O-line will carry at the end of the day. And in this league, you know, kind of the rule that I kind of live by is if we protect, we win. So with that being said, you know, I think we kind of approach it as an O-line, and knowing that we kind of approach, you know, every day as a day to get better and a day to you know, try to get this thing going in the right direction. I think everyone has the right mindset. It's just all about putting it together at the end of the day.
And, of course, Odell Beckham Jr., and I call him the Atomic Blonde, he wants to run the table. And, of course, I'm sure you do as well. The odds are against you, but the division, I know you're coming from the NFC West, but still, the NFC Eastern Division, I mean, it doesn't look like there's any team, Philadelphia, Washington, and certainly America's team, that doesn't seem like anybody is going to run away with anything. It would be somewhat of a miracle if the Giants were to run the table, but they could. It's possible. Miracles do happen. And, of course, it really does begin right in the trenches with you and your fellow offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah. But the good thing about that is we have a lot of believers, man. So, you know, we believe that miracles can happen, and I think that's where it starts. But, you know, Coach said it best last week. You know, in order to go 2-0, you got to go 1-0. So for us now, in order to go 3-0 this next half of the season, we got to win this weekend. So, you know, all our focus is on Tampa. And what the Bucs are going to bring in this week, and we know we're going to get their best, and we're going to give them our best.
Well, Tampa gives up a lot of yards in the air, and they give up a lot of yards on the ground. I'm sure that Saquon Barkley, maybe he'll be running right through a hole that you make for him. He didn't rush for that many yards on a Monday night, but he put together quite a nice evening, just the same. We had a big 23-yard catch, as you know, and together from the line of scrimmage with the catching and the running, he put together a 100-yard night. He is with loads of talent, and I'm sure you know that already, and I'm sure that you would love to open a couple holes for him and keep Eli Manning up on his feet. Tampa Bay doesn't have a very good defense. As I say, they give up a lot of yards on the ground, and they give up a lot of yards in the air. So you better be pushing Jason Pierre-Paul around if Jason Pierre-Paul lines up in front of you.
that's definitely the plan, man. I plan on, you know, giving these guys my best shot. You know, at the end of the day, I have a lot to play for. We, the Giants, we have a lot to play for. And so... You know, with that being said, you know, we're going to go out this weekend and we're going to leave it all on the field.
Okay. Well, listen, we wish you all the luck in the world. And it looks as though even from just 10 minutes with the team that you've found a home. And Giants fans, the Giants organization, your coaches, very much pleased with you and your fellow linemates. Continued success and get home in one piece tonight. Get rid of that snow.
Oh, man, I plan to, man. I plan to.
All right, Jermon, take care of yourself, and again, much good luck, and thank you very much for the time.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Talk to you soon.
You got it. All right, Jermon Brown, the new right tackle, and right on he was on Monday night. Tonight's Giant segment of the show brought to you by, and we'll take calls right up until 7:40 with the Giants. So the segment of the program here is brought to you by the EY, the better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works.